This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning and happy Monday, everybody.
Yes.
On the way in today, Steve Miggs, I got to enjoy one of life's simple pleasures.
No traffic?
I mean, there's never any traffic.
Okay.
There was fresh asphalt. Between Marysville and Everett.
Oh, okay.
And it felt so good. I was
just
like,
gliding. Okay.
Did you have a moment?
I did have a moment.
Usually that's the sound a woman makes when it's bumpy asphalt.
When it's grooved. It was just so smooth, so lovely. Oh, I enjoyed every second of it.
You're seriously glowing right now telling us the story. Both Danny and I are like, yeah, I mean, it's nice when it happens, but I don't need to pull over or anything like that.
Do you like the grooved pavement better?
I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about the pavement. I'm just glad when there's not like a crap ton of potholes.
Yes.
Because that's the worst. That did happen to me over a week ago when I ran over a big pothole and I didn't realize how big it was until I ran over it. I'm like, well, that sucked. But didn't think anything of it until all of a sudden the next day my tire pressure was low.
No. And
it wasn't just a nail in that pothole, but apparently also a screw. Because I had a screw in my tire and a nail in my tire. One of them was fine, like a patch. The other one was like on the side. It was like pierced like Danny's ears. And it was just like, yeah, you're going to need a new tire.
Those Kias, man.
Oh.
Almost off-road vehicles.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to blame the Kia so much as the pothole. But, you know, hey, we handle it differently, apparently.
Well, be safe out there with the pothole situation, ladies and gentlemen. And also enjoy any, you know, freshly paved roads that you may encounter today. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Happy National Superhero Day.
Yeah.
If you had to pick your favorite superhero, who are you going with?
I guess I'm
going to
go with Batman because my son's really into it right now. But
it's Batman.
I don't really get all excited about superheroes. It was never really my jam.
No, so you don't like watching any like the Marvel movies or anything like that?
I have seen like almost no Marvel movies. I don't know the storylines. I don't know the Avengers. I don't know anything about anything.
No Spider-Man. No Iron Man.
I mean, we watch Spidey and Friends and we watch Batwheels. You know, it's like the kid version of the superheroes.
Danny, you got a favorite superhero?
Batman as well, but almost for the same reason, just because I like The Dark Knight. Like, I don't like...
Because he's brooding and emo?
Yeah, I didn't really care about much of the Marvel movies either.
He might be the most emo of all the superheroes.
100%.
Yeah, I love it.
Saw his parents get killed.
Wow.
He's really sad now.
Yeah.
Who's yours?
Oh, Dogman, of course.
Oh, my God.
Aquaman.
Oh, yeah.
Booster Gold. I always pick the guys that nobody else likes.
You like the Jason Momoa Aquaman? Is that your guy?
Oh, yeah. You know what sound it makes me?
Oh. Okay, no.
Although I did make that sound after the Mariners this weekend. Woo! How about this? Yet again, another series win for them. Cal Raleigh hit his 10th home run to tie the Major League Baseball lead. Also, Logan Evans, he had his first start or his first win in his Major League debut. That was pretty awesome as well. As your... Let me say it loud with my chest. Your first place Seattle Mariners beat the Marlins 7-6. Six straight series win. Munoz got his 10th save. J.P. Crawford also had a home run. Julio Rodriguez. They were hitting home runs and scoring runs all weekend long. What was that, one game on Saturday?
14-0.
14-0. They've won 12 of their last 16 games. Up next, they're at home taking on the Angels tomorrow.
We are sending our thoughts out to Vancouver. There's a man that drove an SUV into a crowd at the Lapu Lapu Festival. 11 people were killed. Dozens more were injured. They do say that this person, this 30-year-old Vancouver man, does have a history of mental health issues. And the Filipino community in that area has just been absolutely shaken. So
I have a few friends that posted pictures of them at the festival before. So, you know, I saw those pictures on social media. And then as soon as I heard the story, you go right back. And thankfully, they were okay. But, like, man, just tragic.
Devastating.
Awful. Definitely our hearts go out to all of them. This is one of the more, I guess, entertaining moments that happened during the Seattle Seahawks draft. Some people were scratching their head like, what the hell's going on? They drafted quarterback Jalen Milroe with the 92nd pick. He's from Alabama. That's not the part where people are like, what the hell's going on? This kid could potentially be one day a future great quarterback or not. I mean, he's got a lot of great parts to him, and he's got some parts that they need to work on, but nobody's bringing him in to be the starting quarterback. But things got awkward during the press conference with John Schneider and Mike McDonald afterwards when they're talking about drafting Jalen. A reporter brought up, apparently Jalen said that, oh yeah, the team told me that I was their top pick when it came to quarterbacks. But John Schneider had a different answer. And sometimes you gotta be like, John, maybe sometimes the best bet is just lie.
Yeah.
Jalen said that you told him he was the number one QB on your board. Is that accurate?
So Jalen said that you guys said that he was the number one quarterback on your board. Is that accurate? And are you ready for John Schneider's answer?
Let's hear it.
No. I don't think he was, actually. No, but he was damn close.
Thanks, guy.
So many times, like, John, you could have just lied. You could have just said that. That's got to be made. You think Jalen's calling him? Like, hey, John, I thought we had this conversation. What's
Come
going on here?
Oh, man.
But all in all, I would say it was a great weekend for the Seattle Seahawks. Lots of high grades for them when it came to the players that they picked. Some good ones that they picked late in the draft, including that there was a running back that's just fantastic. He got picked, like, in the seventh round. And just everybody's saying nothing but great things about the Seahawks in the draft this year. So I don't know what that means.
That means this is our year, Steve. Go Hawks.
I mean, you remember that one of the greatest draft classes, people thought it was, like, the worst draft picks of all time. So you just don't know until these guys actually get to play in the NFL. But still, exciting times for us Seahawks fans. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 58 degrees. It's going to be sunny today. I don't know what the hell is going on with this weather, though. I mean, we went from, like, high 60s to now high 50s. This is great.
Oh, my gosh. The struggle is real.
Yes, thank you.
The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
The NFL draft is over, and the big news to come out of it was Shedeur Sanders. Mm-hmm. One former NFL scout gave his reason for such an epic drop in the draft. We're going to talk all about what he said at 6:20. Colin Cowherd invited John Middlecoff onto his show. He's a former NFL scout, and he was talking about one of the hottest topics of the weekend, yeah. Steve Miggs, and that would be Shedeur Sanders being just having an epic slide in the draft.
One of the more fascinating things to watch. You know, you went from someone who a lot of people said, oh, he's a first-round pick for sure. Then, okay, definitely second round, and, oh, he has to be third, and then all of a sudden, fifth-round draft pick.
Big yikes.
And so here's that former scout talking about why he thinks he went that low.
There were a lot of red flags guys that were drafted well above Shedeur Sanders. Those guys were viewed as good players. Yeah. Now, I think Shador's a solid prospect, but what I've heard about the way he's acting, like, he would be an immediate turnoff to any human being, right, in any industry. That's not how young people act, and I think they tried to change their tactics from what I've heard the last, like, month, but it was too late. It's hard to pivot. I would say from what I've heard, he had one of the worst off seasons that these teams have ever seen.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
And I heard a lot of it had to do with Dad, with Dion, just saying, you know, there was a lot of stuff that was going on a while back during the Super Bowl week where he's like, yeah, we're not playing for certain teams. Like, we're going to say no to certain teams if they want to draft him. And that's
rough.
An instant turnoff. Yeah.
From a quarterback prospect, and that could be from a first rounder to a seventh rounder, you are a product of your class, right? So if I'm a good looking girl and I walk into a bar and there are 10 supermodels, I'm not going to be viewed as highly as if I walk into a room with a bunch of ugly people.
Wow!
Thanks for that comparison.
Thanks for making the simpletons like myself understand what you're saying.
And in this class, it was a bunch of high level cats.
Okay, a bunch of hot chicks is what he's saying.
Shedeur
is just not as hot as people thought he was, including his dad. His dad thinks Shedeur is the hottest girl in the room.
He sure does.
Yeah.
But because of this, you know.
And a lot of people said that it was one of the examples. You get sucked into the drama. And, you know,
sure.
Who knows what the truth is? There's probably, you know, there's one side that thinks one thing, one side that thinks the other, and then there's the actual truth that we'll never find out, or we'll at least get, like, little glimpses of maybe how we could formulate some kind of an opinion. But one of the things that kept being brought up was when he did like an interview with the New York Giants.
Yeah.
And it went so bad. Like, he was so unprepared. He was not really very, he wasn't like willing to like kind of have a conversation about certain things. And like, his answers were pissing off the people in management.
Some would say he fumbled it.
Okay.
Yeah. So based on all of this, he bombed one of the most important job interviews of his entire life.
Yes.
And we're sure that other people have stories like this. Have you ever bombed an interview, Steve?
I mean, yeah, I definitely have. I mean, there's definitely ones where I left, I'm like, there's no chance I'm getting hired. But there was one where I thought, there's no chance I'm getting hired, and I eventually did get hired. Granted, it took several months later, so I think I was like, maybe, to go back to his analogy, I guess all the hot chicks left or said no to the guy. So finally, they were like, you know what? There's that homely-looking guy over there that'll be willing to take the gig. It was when I got the job at the end.
Get called up to the big leagues.
I mean, first thing, I walked in, I went to Men's Warehouse. I got a nice suit or like a sports jacket. I didn't own any of that crap, but I was like, this is my opportunity. The then boss opens up the door to let me into the building, and he looks at me, he eyes me up and down, and it was like this look of disgust. And he goes, wow, you're really overdressed for this interview.
Oh, no.
I didn't even know how to take that. I was like, wow, that's just what I was brought up to be told to do. Like, you show up, like, you got to dress to impress. Or I thought I was. Clearly, I wasn't. And I thought for sure. And then the interview was just really awkward. Like, the host at the time, Andy, who I ended up working with, had a great relationship with after the fact. But, like, he had one of those, like those squeezy balls.
Yeah,
like the stress
balls.
And middle of the interview, he just starts chucking it at me. And I'm like, what the F is going on? I catch it, and I, like, put it back down on the table. He picks it back up. Throws it at me again. I catch it. I put it back on the third time. I go, hey, man, could you stop throwing that at me?
It was a test and you passed.
He said that afterwards. He goes, I just wanted to see how you would be when things are being thrown at you. Like, in a, you know, like, because as a producer, as we all know, like sometimes things are just coming all at you. Not actual squeezy balls. But
literally.
Yeah. So I thought for sure I didn't get that job. And then, long story short, I eventually did.
So when did your job interview go horribly wrong?
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. Maybe you froze up and forgot how to talk. Maybe you said something totally inappropriate, didn't even realize it. Were you late? Did you go to the wrong place? When did your job interview go horribly wrong? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Nirvana. When did your job interview go horribly wrong? 206-803-ROCK. Steve, we're going to talk to someone who failed a drug test.
Hate when that happens.
Although, they weren't doing any drugs.
Okay.
We'll talk to them in just a moment. But first, Lynn is on the road this morning. Tell us about how your job interview went horribly wrong.
So, it was a job for the city of Redmond, and I actually had to take a four-hour test to even get to the interview. And surprisingly enough, I beat out 100 people, made it into the top three. But as soon as I got to the panel interview, I used to have anxiety as a kid, like social anxiety.
Uh-huh.
So I froze up. It came out of nowhere. I froze up and I started hyperventilating. My heartbeat like shot through the roof. And then I burst into tears and started sobbing in front of a panel of five people.
Oh, no. I'll be honest with you. I probably would have hired you just to get you to stop crying. I'm the worst. When my daughter starts crying, I want to give her everything.
They looked very frightened. They didn't know what to do with me. I think they thought I was having a medical emergency or something.
Did any of them come to your rescue or like, you know,
what, like hug her?
You need like water? You want like, yeah, a little snuggle? How can we help?
Yeah.
What was their reaction?
Well, one of them asked if like, one of the women asked if she could get me some water. The men looked very frightened and just didn't want anything to do with me.
So did you get the job or no?
Oh, no. They didn't want to touch me with a 10-foot pole after that.
That's crazy because Danny cried on his job interview and he got the job.
206-803-ROCK. Katie from DuPont, when did your job interview go horribly wrong?
So I was a summer helper at Weyerhaeuser, and I got the job, and every summer I would go back and just have to do a pee test. And so I had been eating poppy seed muffins for like months. And so I went in and I did my urine test, and they called my dad to tell him first that his daughter failed the pee test because of drugs in her system.
Wait, why did they call you? Hold on, Katie. Why did they call your dad first? That seems so strange.
Well, because my dad had to work at the mill.
Oh, okay. I was like,
And so the only way I got to work at Weyerhaeuser for the summer internship for summer helpers was that my dad worked there.
Oh, good old Nepo.
So they called my dad. Yeah, right. So they called my dad. I had to go in and have a conversation at the headquarters. When I got there, the crew that I worked with were all standing outside at me, just glaring at me and going like, what the heck did you do? So then I had to go back for like 3 weeks and like pee every week until I cleared. And I got, so then they rehired me and it was horrible. And the day I showed up for the job, the crew were a bunch of smart alecks and there were poppy seed muffins everywhere.
Well, I would imagine when you said, no, I haven't done any drugs, I was just eating poppy seed muffins, everyone would be like, oh, likely story.
Yeah, right?
No, literally, I was like the naivest person on the universe. I had no clue. I felt so dumb. It was horrible.
Oh, man.
I mean, how many poppy seed muffins do you think you have to eat to be in that situation? I had a poppy seed bagel yesterday.
Uh-huh.
If I took a drug test right now, would I fail it?
Probably, but here at our radio station, you need to fail the drug test in order to keep the job. I think that's the prerequisite.
So ridiculous.
206-803-ROCK. When did your job interview go horribly wrong?
Oh, we got a couple of text messages. Somebody said, I panicked mid-interview, and I said that my biggest weakness was working too hard. And then I immediately laughed like a maniac.
I've definitely used that line before. What's your biggest weakness? Oh, I'm just a bit of a perfectionist, you know. That's a classic.
Somebody said, I showed up to an interview in full. They said, don't feel bad, Migs. I once showed up to an interview in a full suit. Everybody else, they were in hoodies. I looked like I was auditioning for the wrong movie.
What do they say? Don't dress for the job you have. Dress for the job you want. You were trying to be the CEO of the company, Migs.
My favorite hire. I was so nervous. They asked me what my hobbies were, and I just said, eating. Just eating. No explanation.
I didn't know I could put that on my resume.
I never thought to say eating is a hobby.
It is a very big hobby of mine.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I would want to work for that person. Bring them in.
My hobby is French fries. All kinds of French fries.
That's the kind of person I want on my team.
Absolutely.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you'd like a shot at beating Steve this morning, it is the time to call. And he's got a record right now of 126 wins, 48 losses, and 33 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.